I'm Kate Casey with Capital News Service, a student-run news organization with the University of Maryland, and you are listening to the Washington Bullpen's newest series on the Mueller investigations. The special counsel investigation, headed by former FBI Director Robert Mueller, looks into the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The investigations began in May 2017, just months after the election, and it has been combined with existing FBI investigations into members of Trump's campaign and administration. The investigation includes the possibility Donald Trump had been a part of interference or had known about it in some form.
Putin and the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard.
Through April 2019, the investigation has resulted in over a dozen indictments for federal crimes and at least 8 guilty pleas or convictions. The investigations, which have been reported to be 300 to 400 pages long, were released to Attorney General William Barr, who released a 4-page conclusion stating that the investigations have not resulted in any final conclusions yet. Barr said he would release as much of the report as he could in the coming week, but much of it would be redacted for legal reasons. Still, while we await the release of the full report, the American people are left with more questions than answers about what exactly the Mueller investigations found. This episode, we will be discussing one of the more interesting characters of the Trump Moscow Project, which, as we discussed last episode, was one of the leading concerns for politicians who are suspicious of Trump's ties with Russia. To review, the Moscow Project was a series of proposals by the Trump Organization to develop a hotel in Moscow, Russia, during his campaign for the presidency in 2015. One of the major faces in the Moscow Project, and the figure we will be discussing today, is Felix Sater. Backtracking a bit, the Trump Organization had signed a 1-year contract in 2005 for a construction project in Moscow with Bayrock Group real estate firm, the firm that Felix Sater had been a senior advisor for. While that proposal fell through, Sater maintained a relationship with Trump, working with him on the construction of his other tower in New York City through 2010, and later when the conversation started up again in 2015 about another Moscow tower. It is important to note that during these projects, Sater's title was technically senior advisor to Donald Trump from a real estate standpoint, and he was given business cards with the title and an email address at trumporg.com. However, in politics, the title of senior advisor holds a very different and important purpose. Trump denied having any business relations with Russia during his presidential campaign.
I never worked for Russia, and you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax.
But if you recall from last episode, his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, confirmed in his public testimony to Congress that the Trump Organization had continued to work with Russian investors on the Moscow Project throughout his campaign until June 2016. In a series of emails between Sater and Cohen, Sater said to Cohen, quote, "I will get Putin on this program and we will get Donald elected. Our boy can become president of the USA and we can engineer it. I will get all of Putin's team to buy in on this. I will manage this project." While these emails led many to believe Sater had connections to the Russian government and had worked with them to interfere with the election, Sater said in an interview with CNN that it was all out of excitement in doing business.
"I don't know Putin. I've never met him. But if this deal was going forward, I certainly would have started working the phones. As a real estate developer, building of that size, the tallest building in Europe, as what I envisioned and what we were trying to accomplish, you would have needed buy-in from governments, from finance institutions, from architects and everybody else."
Donald Trump had publicly denied knowing Felix Sater on multiple occasions, both before and during his campaign. Under oath in a 2013 real estate lawsuit, Trump said,
"If he were sitting in the room right now, I really wouldn't know what he looked like."
Trump's denial of knowing Sater during his campaign could be because of the business deals he had been trying to separate himself from. But in 2013, before his presidential campaign, what was he trying to hide? Outside of his business involvement with Trump, Sater had a number of other big projects. As reported originally by BuzzFeed News, Sater had been a convicted felon, as well as an asset for the FBI and CIA during their hunt for Osama bin Laden and during an attempted assassination on President Bush. He had began working with the FBI after pleading guilty to his involvement in a $40 million Wall Street scheme orchestrated by the Russian mob.
I was involved in a Wall Street stock fraud. I worked very legitimately, very successfully on Wall Street. I got into a bar fight, lost my license. When it said mob linked, there was an incident in my life. They were involved, but that doesn't make me mob linked. They were muscle, they were not part of the day-to-day.
Despite a number of indictments and convictions during the Mueller investigations, Sater has not been publicly named as one of them. Sater was originally scheduled to testify in front of the House Intelligence Committee on March 27th, but it has been postponed indefinitely as many details of the investigation still remain unclear to congressional leaders. While Sater's place in the Mueller investigations is still unknown, our next episode will discuss another advisor of Trump's who has already been charged. Our music for this series is brought to you by Brenna Carroll. My name is Kate Casey, and thank you for tuning in to the Washington Bullpen. Thank you.